Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with Ken Gaines and David Mayer. We're talking business matters, and something that the Housing and Community Development is doing to help people in business. And one of the things that you all mentioned earlier had to do with how business property enhancement. I got excited when you talked about that, because one of the things that a lot of people, and I'm thinking particularly about customers now, in the Black community have been crying out for years, is that Black businesses look good. The property, the facilities look nice. How does your, I know you mentioned the signs, but again, just a little bit more specifically, more detail, how does this program help with that?
Well, David is probably the best person to go into great detail about it, because he's going to be representing the city with this business enhancement program. And we know it's not a loan. We can tell you right out, it's not a loan. We're looking for you to match a certain amount of money. Up to how much is that, David?
We can go up to $40,000. So the match would be $20,000 from not only the city, but also from the person that we're helping, the business we're helping out. So how it works is that basically if you need signage, replacement of the facement, the facade of your building, which could be anything from new siding, new garage doors, streetscape aesthetics. You want to be a little bit more landscaped. You don't like the color, things of that nature. We can help you develop a program where you'd have to get out and you have to establish the plans, bring us the plans and the work you're going to do. But just think, we talked before about just paying you money up to $209. Now we can take you up to $20,000. So even if you needed a sign, I've noticed many of the streets because of the hurricane, when Irma came through, have lost their monument signs along the streets. Mm-hmm. The glass or the plastic was broken out. Many people haven't touched that. We can help you. If that sign is $1,000, $15, $18, let's say it's $2,000. Now you only have to put in $1,000 of your money, because you're going to be able to use $1,000 of our money as well. And that's basically a grant. And basically you just have to, again, hopefully keep someone. We haven't used the word retain yet either, Ken.
No, we haven't.
It's not all about hiring somebody. You can keep yourself as the main employee under the stipulations, or you can have a part-timer in on a Saturday. You can have a part-timer that comes and cleans up, you know, depending on what kind of business you have. As long as you're helping somebody with a job for a step up, then that's all the time you can use our money. The one thing I will have to predicate that particular program is, we do have what's called enterprise zones around the city. And the enterprise zones, there's three of them. And basically, what you know is the neighborhoods of Laney Walker Bethlehem, mm-hmm, are one, Harrisburg West is two, and then Rocky Creek, which is basically the area that takes Gordon Highway and
Georgia
to Millage, mm-hmm, Road, is the other. So if you're in those areas, which is probably about a half to three quarters of the city, then we'd be able to help you. It's not that, I should predicate this, downtown has a lot of its own programs. So this is geared to help those in other areas of the city. So we're not leaving downtown out, but they have other things because they have a downtown development, mm-hmm, association and things like that already working for them. We're trying to work for the other three quarters of the city to be able to get them to a point, as you mentioned, to look better. Yeah. Better looking place always draws more clientele.
Yes, indeed.
Even if it means, I don't care what it is, a restaurant, a gas station, mm-hmm, a hair salon, a body shop. I mean, a body shop with tools and everything all over versus something that looks like you want to pull up, have your car taken care of. And boy, I know there's a lot of great cars in this city and
yes,
people,
sir-ree,
you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all about ambiance, you know. Let's really admit that, you know. Everybody must have a place that they like, and Augusta's got a lot of those. So we're trying to branch out and make the whole city look the way we would want other people to view the city of Augusta. But yeah. Probably the last thing we want to tell you about is this great program that we have that was basically put together by the leaders of our office with the commissioners to really put some big money into the hands of the businesses. Except, you're going to have to work for this one.
Okay.
This is a $10,000 grant open to any business in the city. It's going to be open to any business in the city.
Well, there are a few.
Well, yes. You're right.
Uneligible business. Well, yeah, we can discuss that when they call us. At the number again, right? What's that number again? When they call us at that number again?
706-821-1797.
We'll make sure to keep that number out in front of people have an opportunity to call us when they have a topic. You know, great, because I'm sorry, Carl. I don't know why I'm going to call you Greg. I was talking to Greg the other day. He looks just like you, too. But, you know, these are some of the things we really want to reiterate, to get out to the community, become proactive, find out what your city government can do for you. That was a great saying that John Kennedy always said.
Indeed.
Is not ask not what
your country can do for you.
What your country can do for you.
Ask what you can
but
do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country. The same thing with the city of Augusta. Don't always ask what I can do for you. What can you do for yourself? We have opportunities for you to do something better for yourself. Business people, prospective business people, people who have that entrepreneur spirit and want to get into business, this program can help you, because we're looking for expanding business. We're looking for developing business and growing business. We'll give you the class technical assistance you may need to get started, so we're not putting you in a vacuum. You get David's background and my background to step you through all these processes. So we're going to help you through this. It's not out there by yourself. And then on top of that, you can win $10,000 for your business. We're talking about $100,000 this year alone that we're giving away to assist businesses. And they will tell you more about that. And we'll have
Seeds for Life Initiative is what it's called.
Correct.
And I like the fact that you made it clear this is truly for startup businesses as well as for business. This one just for expanding business?
If you have to be in existence for at least a year. So
at least 1 year. Gotcha.
At least 12 months. Yeah.
Well, in some cases, they consider that a startup because people really don't know much about business. They're still getting.
I wanted to make sure that the listeners knew that they had to have something together before they got started, because I wouldn't want to lead them across, you know, have somebody who's going to start a landscaping business or something to that effect. Am I up for this? No. Yeah. You have to show 12 months of being in a business for you to be able to submit on the application.
And I know a lot of times we mentioned the fact that this is, you know, the monies that you all have been talking about are not loans. But we do have people who go into business, most businesses. The owner is going to borrow some money. They're going to request a loan. There's certain information that they need to be able to take to that potential lender that will say to that lender, if you lend me this money, you will get it back with your interest. This is potential. I'm a good risk. I'm saying that to ask this. When they come to you all to request an opportunity to get this Seed for Life Initiative grant, what amongst the other things that they need to bring to you, do they also need to bring a strong financial statement with them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are looking for a financial statement of the business. Not only that, Carl, we want them to be able to emphasize to us their strategy for the business moving forward. Because we want to see a business summary. We want to be able to tell us in so many words what you intend to do with this money to improve your business. And then what's going to happen is they'll take this information before a committee of other business people,
sure,
bankers,
outside,
and other kinds of people outside
of
this
where
office.
We work. We're going to have nothing to do with the decision.
Those individuals who have that background, who work with these folks, this type of thing every day, inside and out, like we talk about score representative, maybe somebody from the bank, somebody from Small Business Development Association, various chambers of commerce throughout the city, all the makeup of all these individuals sit down and take a look at these application processes, and then they may even say, look here, we want you to come in and make a brief 5-minute presentation, or almost like a Shark Tank situation.
Come in here, man, and
give us that 5-minute elevator pitch and tell us why we should give you this grant money. And then based on that, that committee will say, okay, look, we've selected these 5 people or 10 people and give them that money. And we'll say, okay, if you think they're worthwhile and you think they're going to be able to help us grow their business and help hire some more people, like we talk about that low to moderate income individual who are now looking for an opportunity now to create a better career goal for themselves. Not just a job now. We're talking about career opportunity for people. It's okay to take a job. And like I said, I don't underestimate working in fast food or retail. But that may not be your career choice unless you want to own that operation. Like we were talking before. Now we're talking about ownership. So now take this opportunity to show us what you can do with this Seed of Life grant, and then maybe, who knows, it could be leverage money for the loan that you talk about with the banks, leverage money for some opportunity of the business improvement enhancement initiative, leverage money for some other kinds of opportunities that you can realize through the assistance of our department and all these other members we talked about that'll help you grow your business to the point that you can now generate that $750,000 a year,
right,
and still get that $209 reimbursement.
$1,000 is a lot of money to most business owners, especially with 10 or less employees. So there's a lot of ways you can use the money, but you got the smart person is the one who figures out how they can make more money out of the money that they're going to be able to get.
So I have one more question then. Financial statement, a necessity. For a lot of people, putting that together can seem overwhelming. So I'm saying that to ask this. On the front end, anyone who may need assistance putting that together, can they get that assistance from you all, or would you refer them to someone else?
Well, I have been working with the pilot programs that we've had. We would basically, when they look at the application, which should come out in a couple of weeks, we're putting it on, we're going to be right on our system. They'll see everything they need, and they'll have to be able to take time. There is going to be about a three-week time window to be able to get this done. But the two things that you talked about a lot, Carl, are very, very important, Ken. We're very, very stringent on financial statement and a business plan, a real business plan. I mean, this should be basically what your business has done so far in your life and where you want your business to take you for the rest of your life. So you don't treat it as just, let me just put this down on paper. This is probably one of the most important elements of the decision making that'll take place.
Right.
This is you and your business going to be your resume in front of people who have never heard or seen you possibly in your life. So how well you make it, how well you detail yourself will be very important on how you're going to get to the next step, as Ken mentioned, about possibly sitting in front of somebody and telling them about your business.
I think this name, Seeds for Life Initiative, is a good name for this program. And I am impressed by what the Housing and Community Development Center is doing for the city. I appreciate both of you all for coming to talk about this with us. If you would, give the contact information again.
All right, the phone number to be reached, either of us, is 706-821-1797. That's our direct phone line. And the great lady that will answer will put you in touch with either Ken or I. And if you ask for one of us and we're not there, then say you want to talk to the other person, because we don't want to let any of you fall through the cracks by not being able to get us in contact. And, of course, my email is dmaher@augustaga.gov.
And mine is mgaines@augustaga.gov. And, Carl, I want to just answer the last question you asked. Yes, we will be able to either assist them ourselves in going through a simple template to lay out that financial statement, or we can set them up for specialized training through our various resources that we have available to us that want to help us merge this program to engage the community and make Augusta, Richmond County a better place to live for everybody, every resident here.
I love
it. We can make a difference, but you got to help us.
But we got to help. It's all about that team effort, everyone, the community effort. That financial statement, that business plan can be daunting. They've got to be taken seriously. But let me tell you something. As they said, this is about your present and your future. So why not put forth the effort that it will take to make both as strong as possible? I'll be right back in just a few.